Blues in the Schools program is our way of reaching the next generation of potential blues fans and blues players by going right into the schools and introducing the kids to the blues at a young age.
And the Cincy Blues Society actually funds this, so this is free to all the schools. Is it hard to get professionals to participate?
Actually, we have a bit of a waiting list. At the moment, we have more musicians that want to help out with the program
really?
Than we actually have presentations.
But you provide this free of charge to the schools.
Absolutely. And once we've actually made our connections with the schools, we're usually back in the same schools over and over. It's a question of finding time in their schedule because they have so many things that are related to testing and other state requirements. The other difficult issue is that many music programs are being cut. Luckily, we can provide this for free and augment programs that are going away in schools.
Do the kids that you present to have prior musical experience, or is this of interest to everybody? There's a history lesson here.
There is a history lesson, absolutely. The Blues in the Schools program does cover how blues music impacted the culture of 20th century America and the world. We present to not only music classes, but also history and other social studies classes, and we even provide a educational primer for the teachers so that they can get ahead on their curriculum before we come in and do the presentation.
But this program also includes education through performance. Tell me about the performance aspect.
Many of the kids who do want to play music themselves really find that the blues is something that speaks to them, and they want to know more, or they want to play it.
Wow.
So we have an opportunity to bring them in to what we call our Blues in the Schools band, and they get together about once a week, and they rehearse together and practice. We set them up with opportunities to learn from musicians and be mentored. Then they get an opportunity to perform at several of our events a year, as well as other events that we schedule.
The Blues in the Schools performance is just one of the highlights at the Cincy Blues Fest. You just announced the lineup. What do we have to look forward to this year?
We have a number of great bands. I don't have time to list them all. Over 30 acts on 4 stages.
Wow.
But a couple of highlights would be a really cool Delta blues musician by the name of Super Chicken.
I love the name.
He's amazing. We also have Trampled Underfoot. They won the International Blues Challenge 2 years ago, and they have been touring constantly since. Amazing group of young musicians.
Wow.
And then, of course, we have Duke Robillard, who is our big headliner. We also have a wonderful local stage.
And the great thing is the performers on that stage will be the winners of the Cincy Blues Challenge.
Great, June 3rd.
You can find out how to get more information about Blues in the Schools and the Cincy Blues Fest on our website at wnku.org under local news. James Czar, thank you.
Thank you very much, Matt.